look, the Lamb of God, who take away the sin of the whole world. Many service guests have asked prayers of intercession. Let us pray. Mother asks help for her son to illness concerning mental and physical, and he asks request. Thank you, Heavenly Father, the prayers for economical troubles. Give them strength to your guidance. Believing mother asks prayers for intercession to surgical operation. And service guests ask prayer for intercession to bear the experiences of sexual abuse. They ask grace to return for their children, and parents, thank you for the God that they have given them strength to carry troubles in life. We pray that the mother could have strength in the midst of troubles. And the young brother asks prayers for his children, believing mother asks prayers of intercession that his spouse, children, could have a grace of repentance. Furthermore, mother asks prayers that her relatives could manage in their relationships. Believing mother and grandmother asks that she with her spouse could manage in the midst of troubles. She also asks strength to challenges of mental problems. Many are asking prayers of intercession that those who have gone astray could come back to father's home. Believing young asks that the fear concerning future would appear, and he could appear God's trust concerning tasks for studying. Dear Heavenly Father, could her find her place to find in the midst of God's children? Believing sister asked that she could find place in the midst of believers. A brother asks those things which are troubling in her mind, and strength to believe. You, Father, have promised to hear our prayers. Those who ask intercession, they ask for the gift of prayer and all good which God have given. I have my own plans for you, the Lord is saying. My thoughts are thoughts of peace and not thoughts of distraction. I give you future and hope. Amen. As an introduction of my sermon, I read from the letter to Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 32, the letter to Colossians, chapter 3, verse 13 and words are in Jesus' name as follows. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. And the letter to Colossians.
Että tulette toimeen keskenänne. Antakaa anteeksi toisillenne.
Forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye.
Mitä tapahtui?
What happened in the great fall of sin, when God had created man, has given task to Adam to protect and to sow a seed, have given him a spouse. Then happened some evil. There was a snake in paradise, and he came to tempt Eve.
Aikansa kuunneltuaan sitä hän lankesi syntiin.
Said God, really so, she fall into sin, and also her spouse fell into sin, so happened the fall. Think about what the man could do when he fell in sin. He fled. He hid in the midst of trees, bushes. When man haven't strength and ability and will to seek the God, God in his love and to his creation child came and seek and call, Adam, Adam, where are you?
Siellä tuli tapahtui se.
There happened.
Mutta
that happened there. But God didn't leave man alone. God cursed the serpent. But unto Adam and Eve he gave the word of promise of the perfectness. He gave the promise, such who come and crush the head of serpent. And no one could said nothing against this. The time of promise came, the waiting of the Christ, time of waiting of the Christ.
Niin.
So,
siis kun ihmisellä itsellä ei ollut kykyä, niin
a man haven't ability, God came and helped.
Ottaa tämän,
I would like to take
puheen siellä.
The speak of Jesus in the night of Gethsemane, when Jesus washed his disciples' feet. What happened there? Peter was quick to say, quick to speak. And when Peter came to Peter to wash his feet, Peter said, you don't never wash my feet.
Jeesus joutuu opettamaan Pietaria.
Jesus has to teach Peter. Peter, if I do not wash your feet, you haven't part with me. So part with Jesus.
Pietari säikähtää. Meneekö osallisuus Kristukseen?
Peter was fearful.
Ei.
Did he lose the part of with Jesus? No, wash all the body. No, Jesus taught that only feet.
Tässä Jumalan poika.
Here the Son of God gives us the picture of the grace and forgiveness, what we have to do. As there in the end he said, I gave you a picture, depict, that you would do as I have done unto you. If you know this and act according to this, you are blessed.
Jumalan valtakunnassa.
So in the God's kingdom we
ja pitää
have and we have to wash each other's feet.
Kristukseenhan
the fellowship
siitä, että Jeesus saa
to Christ comes that Jesus is able to wash our feet
siinä,
and the fellowship only will be preserved that Jesus still washes our feet. Here is our fellowship.
Jumalan lapsen osahan on
the part of child of God is the connection to Christ. As Jesus said, I am the true vine, you are branches. And we know
että puun rungosta tulee
that concerning the trunk,
the
water flows to branches from Christ. The fluid runs to child of God. If you are not connected to me, you can't do nothing. Without faith, it's nothing. It's impossible to do nothing. When we are believers, we have been given a great depth through grace to the merit work of Jesus. We have will to forgive each others. And listen, brothers and sisters, don't never put measures to grace and to forgiveness, as Peter once said to Jesus, Lord, how many times I have to forgive my brother who breaks against us? Is there enough concerning 7 times?
Tässä me tulemme juuri siihen, että
here we come.
Yli ihmisymmärryksen armon
that over understanding the greatness of grace is Jesus is saying not 7 times, not 7 times, but 70 times 7. So often when your brother comes and is penitent, forgive him.
Onko joskus vaikea ollut antaa anteeksi toiselle?
Hasn't it been sometimes difficult to forgive?
Kaverit ja sisaret, rakkaat.
Listen, dear brothers and sisters, although child would come
samana päivänä,
a 7th time in the same day and is penitent, forgive him or whosoever.
God's
word shows, forgive him and remember
että anna niin kuin ensimmäisellä kerralla.
Forgive as the first time. Not any exceptions, not any responsibilities, but always for the great grace of God, all sins forgiven. And think about yourself.
Kuinka paljon ristin kantaja pitää nyt kantaa meidän heikkouttamme joka päivä.
The one who carries the cross, carried the cross,
have
been forgive us, and there from the heart comes the grace and forgiveness that we would like to forgive all sins forgiven. It's the strength of God in us. We do not have that. We have a will to revenge. But God's love is in our heart, so we have will to forgive. This is the kingdom of grace and forgiveness for always. And the God's kingdom is, the essence of it is the grace and forgiveness.
Mitenkö se Paavali sanoo, armosta
how
te
Paul
olette autuaiksi
saying,
tulleet
you
uskon kautta,
have been
ja ette itse teissä,
becoming blessed through grace, not for yourself. It's the gift of God, not through works that anyone could boast. We have a great gift when we believe through grace our own sins forgiven. And think about
se Jeesus sanoo opetuslapsilleenkin, että
Jesus said unto his disciples, you do not choose me, but I chose you.
Se valitsemisen armokin on sattunut juuri sinun minun kohdalla.
The grace of chosen, choosing is for us. Let us rejoice that God has chosen from the world me and you. Through grace we are able to believe. We have found the kingdom of God, the kingdom of grace and forgiveness. Let us rejoice of this. Brothers and sisters, I would like
hieman siellä teidän kotonan
to just visit in your homes.
Kun me olemme kuitenkin kaksi osaisia.
When we have two portions, each others.
Kotona joskus tullut lakia ja asetuksia esitettyä.
Have you put some law and rules in our home? Have there been angry bee there at your home? Have there been a quiet spirit? So, brothers and sisters, our prayer is that every believing home would be the merciful home, that you spouses, when you are forgiving and giving forgiveness, bring that gospel all who are living at home, so that in your home you are serving, living God and believe through the merit work of Jesus, all sins forgiven. This helps us. Heavenly Father helps us, and the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. I'm thinking the home of the prodigal son. It was merciful home. Think about when he left the home from the grace throne. He loses his living faith, all his possessions.
Ja sitten kun hän siellä joutuu,
and when he then met the famine, he had to stop and think,
mitä minun elämässäni on tapahtunut?
What has happened in my life?
Minä olin pikkunen poikani,
when I was a little lad, there in my home there was all good. I was loved. Every evening I was, my sins were preached forgiven. What has happened in my life? And when he was remembering this believing home, his mother, father, siblings, I return. When God awakens his conscience, he was thinking, I return to my father's home. Then he returns, he left, but was thinking like a man is thinking, am I acceptable to my father? Will my father receive me? But his father and mother were watching all the day. They were waiting, where is their son? In their prayers, they asked that their son will return and they could forgive him in many sins. All sins were forgiven. Remember, dear brothers and sisters, when the child of God are preaching the gospel each others, really there all sins are forgiven. It is true. Isn't the apostle who said, if we wander in the light as he also is in the light, we have fellowship with each others, and the blood of his son cleanses us from all evil, if we are traveling and wandering in the light.
Aterialla varisee.
When Jesus was in the evening meal in the Simon's home, and the sinful woman came to that home.
Ajatelkaa, kaupunkikin tiesi, että se on syntinen nainen.
The whole city knew that she was a sinful woman, and Pharisees thought that how Jesus could receive that woman in the home. And unto this sinful woman, Jesus said, all your sins are forgiven. So in the God's kingdom, all sins are forgiven through the merit work of Christ. Not that we are successful in our lives, but it's the gift of God, grace, also today. When Abraham was traveling, and when he stopped in his travel, he made an altar. There was sacrifice on behalf of his own sins. So we are taught that the grace throne could be in our homes. Doesn't the Jacob also hold the home services when he was troubled, having strength to believe? He invited all his relatives and all who was near, and said that separate those different gods from you. Many sins were forgiven there, and it was safe to continue the travel. So in our homes, the gospel is who fixed the spirit of the home. It's awful, sad to hear that some said in believing home that we haven't used the gospel at home. Isn't it
that
the homes could be break? Gospel is the strength of God for us all when we are able to love with that love our close ones.
Kun Lutteri puhuu,
when Luther spoke, he said, this grace, forgiveness, only through faith, only through grace, through the merit work of Christ.
Tässä on otettu ihmiseltä kaikki omat työt pois.
All deeds of man have been taken away.
Varmaan 40 vuoden takaa eräs.
I recall 30-40 years ago, one brother told of his life in summer services, how he was able to have the grace of repentance, how he has built for himself. He told that he have three foundations where he was standing, that he was acceptable before God. And when his sister was able to have the grace of repentance, and she asked him to come to services, so he went in some occasion, and Henry was first time in services had listened to the preaching of the God's kingdom. He said that the one foundation was taken away from him, unto which he have built the hope of heaven. His sister always would like to preach him and invite him to services, and he came again to services, and it happened same way. The second foundation was taken away, and in that same situation he was given the basis of from the Bible. And the third time when he came, it happened same way. Through the word of God,
eivät kelpaa Jumalalle,
enlightened him that his own deeds are not acceptable for God. Faith is the gift of God. It's grace in the Christ. No one could come in the kingdom of God with own deeds. We are not without sin, but we are blessed before because we have forgiveness of sins. So if there is one who are listening, who are listening here or through internet, grace belongs also to you.
Saat armosta uskoa.
You may believe through grace, through the merit work of Christ, the forgiveness of sins, and you will have the eternal hope unto your heart. In Jesus' name and Christ, your sins are forgiven.
Vielä haluan niin aivan niin kuin
still I would like, as yesterday when I preached and spoke, how one could have the grace of repentance. It's so simple. Those little children also know how one could have it. And I still, and again, would like to tell it. When a father was proclaiming the gospel unto his unbelieving friend, saying, you have also had to repent. His friend was asking how one could make a repentance. The little lad said unto him, you have first weep and cry, and then we would forgive you the sins. So simple is it. One have to be penitent for one's sins and breaks against one's close ones. And when you feel the sins in your conscience, then sins are preached forgiven through the merit work of Christ. This kind is the kingdom of God, where simply our sins are forgiven abundantly every day.
Jumalan valtakunnan saarnahan on juuri tätä, että
the preaching of the kingdom of God is in the merit work of God. What the God has done through his Son. And the great commission, mission commandment teaches us, go and preach. The kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Today it comes near to every listener. And then it is said that and also forgive sins. These few points, starting points, are always in the kingdom of God. But the preaching of the kingdom of God gives us comfort. As children of God, comfort, comfort my people. Speak with the love of Jerusalem. As poor, who have little strength, God is caring, taking care of us. God loves us, forgives us abundantly our sins forgiven.
And
all is for that God has done all for us. There those who were traveling on the way to Emmaus, they rejoice.
Kristus on otettu pois, se on haudattu ja se on kuollut.
And they were sorrowful that God has taken away, and the woman has said that God, that Jesus has rose up. And those who were traveling on the way to Emmaus, and they realized that he was just Jesus with them, and when he opened writings unto his disciples, didn't our hearts rejoice when he opened us the writings beginning from the Moses and prophets? it was good to be around the word of God, to be to rejoice that God's promises have come true, and we may today believe our sins forgiven through the merit work of Jesus. It was they have joy to meet each other disciples and give this joy message. But why we are then believe? I'm thinking the third person of faith. I am believing the Holy Ghost, the Holy Congregation, the Holy Fellowship, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life forever. The life forever will believe and life forever.
Siis ruumiin ylös nousemisen.
The resurrection of our body.
Siis tämä ajallinen ruumis.
So this temporal body once will rise up. Almighty God will awake all people. And all is responsible for what he or she has done in this time. God in the last day. And to God. Think about this difference between believer and unbeliever. It's so clear. One is there are two on the field. One will be taken, one will be left. Two are on the mill. One will be taken, one will be left there. Two are on the same bed. One will be taken, one will be left.
Siis pitää olla uskomassa.
One have to believe, to be believers. One have to have sins forgiven. If you are not as a believer or your spouse are not a believer, she or he could not reach the destination in heaven. We will be moved. And when the Christ will come and we see the brightness in the heaven, and Jesus will come with the all saint angels, then the graves will be open. As the Bible said, in the blink of an eye will be moved. Our body will be as a body of Christ, and corrupt will be word to uncorruption when we come like the God. This will be happened on the last day. From Jesus, Sadducees once asked, when one have married many during his life, who is his or her spouse in the heaven? Jesus says, you don't know the writings. You do not know the power of God. In the brightness, one will not be married, but they will be as angels of God. So, beloved brothers and sisters, those who are believers will have a great reward. I haven't seen and ear haven't heard what will happen to them who love his appearance. It pays to believe. You believe in little, I will put you, I will give you a great gift. And the angel of Philadelphia was said also, I would like to protect you in the moment of temptation, which will come unto the whole world. God will protect you, my brothers and sisters. You will be protected. And Peter also said, God with his power protects you in the faith, that you will achieve the salvation. It's not in that we are successful, but the Christ has fulfilled the law, and we, through faith, may possess it through faith, believing our own sins forgiven, so we will reach the destination in heaven's home. And also this very moment, brothers and sisters, you have promised to believe, to remain believing, your own sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood, in Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood, all sins are forgiven. God is merciful and helps in Jesus' name and blood. Dear brothers and sisters, all sins are forgiven. God is merciful and gives us who have little strength. He gives us strength that he could say, come, blessed of my Father, to own this kingdom which have prepared unto you from the foundation of the God. Have a happy journey to heaven's home. Forgive also me my sins. All sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. I would like to travel with you, with the kingdom of God, and believe with you in Jesus' name. Amen.